Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Copley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September 17th, 1649, Oliver Cromwell wrote a letter to the Speaker of Parliament in London, William Lenthal, informing him that a group of Irish royalist rebels who had been captured at the Siege of Drogheda had been sent as convicts to face a life of servitude in Barbados. The Irish garrison at Drogheda had held out for more than a week before they were overwhelmed in an assault led by Cromwell himself. The carnage inside the city that followed was terrible. At least 2,000 soldiers and civilians were massacred, and after the governor of the town, Sir Arthur Ashton, surrendered, he was bludgeoned to death with his own wooden leg. As Cromwell explained in his letter, written on this date in 1649, quote, "When they submitted, their officers were knocked on the head, and every 10th man of the soldiers killed, and the rest shipped for the Barbados. I am persuaded that this is a righteous judgment of God upon these barbarous wretches, who have imbrued their hands in so much innocent blood, and that it will tend to prevent the effusion of blood for the future, which are the satisfactory grounds for such actions, which otherwise cannot but work remorse and regret." If Cromwell thought that shipping the surviving Irish rebels off to Barbados was the end of the matter, he was sadly mistaken. Although the Irish who were transported to the Caribbean were sentenced to a life of servitude, they did not meekly accept their fate. In 1655, runaway Irish and African slaves in Barbados began attacking local militia forces, killing plantation owners and destroying crops. It took the authorities almost 2 years to suppress the disorder. For several years afterwards, the island continued to be plagued by vagrant Irish, who encouraged the enslaved to rebel against their masters. Some of the more adventurous Irish managed to escape the island and made it to the French colonies in the Leewards or Windward Islands, while others joined the numerous pirate fleets that roamed freely through the Caribbean during the 17th century. A few settled on the island of Montserrat, where Irish surnames such as O'Connor, Fitzgerald and O'Carroll are still to be found today. Meanwhile in Barbados, some Irish descendants became part of the poor white community. Barbadian superstar Rihanna has the surname Fenty, which was associated with that community and is thought to be of Irish origin.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.